boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have a new.
Sorry.
I'm gone for a couple days and she forgets about me completely.
Okay, hold up. Hold up really quick. You were gone for 2 days and I kept turning on your microphone when I would talk just because out of habit I would always turn your microphone on. And I'm like, oh, I feel like a dummy. She's not even here. Why am I turning her microphone on? And then you come back.
And I'm punished for coming back.
And I forget to turn your microphone on.
Anyways, here.
Go on, sis. What were you going to say before I was very disrespectful to you?
Well, I have returned after a couple days of vacation and I come with some knowledge that I want to share with others.
Yeah.
And that is, if you want to get into sports and you're not really into sports, go to a baseball game. I did that over the weekend. I visited Omaha and we went to a College World Series game, which was a lot of fun. Normally, if I'm at a sporting event, I'm kind of there for like the hot dog, the White Claw, sitting outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
But I quickly realized baseball is a good sport for me to go to actually pay attention what's going on in the game, because I fear my life the entire time.
Why?
We were sitting pretty far away in the outfield, and within the first two batters, I was like, oh my God, one of those balls is going to hit me in the head. Just the right pop fly, I'm going to get cracked mm-hmm. in the noggin, which meant for the rest of the three-hour baseball game, I was watching every single play. Turned out that I kind of liked it. I enjoyed it, but I was scared the entire time.
So now you think you like baseball all because you were terrified that you were going to get hit by a baseball?
I think like if somebody was like, oh, let's go to a sporting event that like you're actually going to pay attention to, I probably would say baseball now. Unless I am not fearing for my life, I'm going to be watching the cheerleaders or I'm going to be spacing off. Football, if they were running at me, I'd pay attention more. But they're not. So I'm looking at other things. Baseball, now I feel like I could get into it and understand what's going on in the game.
We're different people. We are so different people. Because for me, it's all about if they look good in the uniform.
Well, that was a bonus too.
Yeah, you see, if they look good. Like baseball players do look good.
The pants are a bonus. Fearing for my life is the real hack.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've got to talk about it. The thing that everybody on TikTok is chiming in about that is wildly embarrassing, and that is eyebrow blindness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't seen these videos, it's basically somebody like saying, I can't believe anybody let me walk around like this. And then it will switch to a photo of them looking a little whack. And
yeah.
Specifically talking about eyebrows. Now, I feel like it kind of depends when you grow up / when you discovered tweezers or makeup. I know for me, and I'm sure you're the same, Destiny, like the 2016 Instagram era where we had like really dark eyebrows that were very blocky. I look back at that and I'm like, wow, nobody told me that that looked absolutely insane.
I'm a little nervous because I don't think I've ever had eyebrow blindness.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous because I'm like, am I currently having eyebrow blindness mm-hmm. that I don't see something right now in the moment? Do my eyebrows look bad right now in the moment and I just don't see it? But I feel like I've always had pretty good eyebrows. I don't really do anything crazy with them. I hardly even fill them in.
So you, if you look back at a picture of you in middle school, you're not like, oh my God, my eyebrows?
I would say eyeliner blindness is what I would say.
Okay.
Okay, because I used to like pack it on pretty, top or bottom, you know, of your eye.
Yeah.
Top or bottom, I packed it on pretty dark. So there was one point I looked like a raccoon.
Okay.
My dad used to call me a raccoon.
And that didn't faze you in the moment.
No, I thought it was cool. And then now I get why he called me a raccoon. I get it, Dad.
It was a phase.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Can you imagine going swimsuit shopping and
no.
for the first... period blank, no.
Yeah, end of sentence.
Yeah. But imagine going swimsuit shopping and for the first time ever, you walk out of that dressing room with two swimsuits in your hand and zero tears shred.
Uh,
a tough thing to tackle. I'm not gonna lie. It's not fun.
No. I'm gonna be honest with you. I dread swimsuit shopping. You know what? I've been on all sorts of shapes and sizes, right? And I can tell you, if you're skinny, don't matter. You're still gonna have a struggle. Doesn't matter what size you are. You are going to struggle in the swimsuit section, right?
It's just, yeah.
It's not for, they literally think they understand women's body and they don't. It's like, they don't even know what we are at all.
Yeah, 100%. It always ends up in like, do they make swimsuits for anybody like me? Nope. Okay, I'm going to stay inside all summer. Thank you so much.
Exactly just that. So you end up crying. You end up having a mental breakdown in the dressing room because you're like, I'm ugly. You think all these horrible thoughts. You're like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have ate that cheeseburger today. And maybe I would have fit. You think horrible things every single time. That's what happens to me. So I haven't went swimsuit shopping, to be honest with you, in years. I haven't gone because I dread it so much. But I don't know what got into me this week, and I thought, let's humble yourself.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it. Let's knock it out. Let's see what happens.
It's and like anti-self-care.
I get it. I got it. You know what? I was like, you know what? Whatever. It's fine. I haven't done it in a long time. Let's see how we're doing mentally. And so I went in there just to see. Now, I've got a couple of hacks on how to get yourself to not leave with a mental breakdown.
Okay.
Number one. Go in like I did and tell yourself, let's humble yourself.
Okay.
And say, and I straight in went, before I walked over to the swimsuit section, I said, you're going to have a mental breakdown. I told myself that. You are going to have a mental breakdown.
You said hello to it.
Hello. Welcome. I am embracing it.
Okay.
I told myself this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that helped, knowing that that was going, because I think too many times I went in thinking I'm going to walk out looking like a Victoria's Secret model, and I don't look like that. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
So I went in and I was like, you're going to have a mental breakdown and that's okay.
Do it, girl.
It's going to be fine.
Cry it out.
Here's the other hack. Have a mental breakdown before you go to the store.
Oh.
Because I had one earlier that morning.
Now, does it need to be related or can it be
unrelated? I was just having a bad day that day. And I already had cried all my tears out. I was bringing up trauma from my past life. I just went through, it was at the deep end, Taylor, don't ask why.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
And so I had a breakdown that morning and then I went shopping. So I think don't go on a good day. Because you're just going to ruin a good day.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go but down.
And don't go on a bad day. Like maybe you had a flat tire because you're just going to make your day worse. Go on a day that you already cried.
You got a little good crying.
Because you probably don't have any tears left.
There's nothing left except to just humble yourself.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm just on bear watch over here.
Bear?
Yeah, apparently the people of Iowa need to be bear aware right now. Have you heard about this?
You got really excited to be able to say bear aware.
Yeah, I did. This is real. There'd be bears.
Like what? My teddy bear got loose? What are you talking about here?
No, okay, so this is real.
Because I do have a teddy bear in the back of my car. Don't ask questions.
Okay, that's not the bear I'm looking out for. Okay. The Iowa DNR said that there have been 1 to 5 black bears spotted in mostly northeastern Iowa.
What?
1 to 5 black bears have been spotted since like this spring in northeastern part of the state, which I think is a little north of us. The people should be bear aware. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go through a checklist of things that can help us be bear aware.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that because I'm quite honest with you. I feel like a dummy right now. There have been times that they have taught us about what to do in school up with bears. And I was like, I don't need this. So I fell asleep in class.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you what to do when you meet a bear. Because honestly,
so I'm still doomed.
Yeah, definitely. But there's...
Because I can't remember if I dropped...
That's a fire. Stop dropping rolls for a fire.
See, I don't even remember half of that. I got to go back to school.
What you can do, and I'd like to go through the checklist here at the radio station to make sure that we are being bear aware, because there's some things that can get you to make sure the bears stay away, that they're not going to come hang out here. Number one is remove the bird feeders that are within a bear's reach.
Do we even have any
of those?
I
don't think
here?
We have a bird feeder that I can see in my line of sight. So we're good so far. Don't leave pet food outside. We don't have any pets here, so we're good there.
I did one time leave cat food on the side of the building.
Oh, go get it and pick it up.
Because I was trying to get a stray cat to come here.
Well, now you're going to get a stray bear. Don't put your garbage containers out until the morning of pickup. No garbage out in the front lawn.
We had a giant garbage bin. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the front lawn. That's my concern right
okay,
now.
Okay, got it.
And then the last thing is to not put meat, fish, or other pungent food scraps in your compost piles. And that's how you can be bearware and keep the bears out your lawn.
Okay, but what I need to know is what do I do when I see the bear? Do I stop, drop, and roll? Play dead? I didn't pay attention in school, Taylor. You're say, not helping me.
Come here, bear, and give him a scratch on the head.
Do with a cat. Here, kitty, kitty.
It's like the same thing, right? I don't
come
know.
Come here, bear.
I'm going to have to Google that because I'm not sure.
Come here, let me pet you.
Oh, you want some scratches, Mr. Bear? Yeah, that's what you do.
It's all happened to us a couple of times before where you get into your car on like a Monday and then you notice like from the weekend you left your purse in the car. So it has sat in the car Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's Monday and you're just like, how come nobody broke into my car and stole my purse? How did I get that lucky? It was in plain sight. How come nobody didn't steal it?
It's crazy every time it happens. It's almost always an accident when it does.
Always an accident. And I want to know if it was something like a purse, if it was like a phone, something like that. Something that's very valuable that you left in your car and that you just can't believe it didn't get stolen. What was it? Because this happened to me over the weekend and I feel kind of dumb. Again, it was an accident, but I had went to the bank, got $200 cash because I had to pay. I was paying neighbor man for like the utilities, like we split. Utilities and stuff. And my portion was like $200, right? And I went and got him the cash for it like on Saturday. And I was like running errands. And then I like was really tired. I just wanted to go home and like take a nap. I left it in the front passenger seat, just $200, plain for everyone to see. I didn't come back to my car. I was three. I didn't come back to my car until like 8 p.m. And I was like, oh my God. How did nobody steal this $200? Like, everyone could see it.
It wasn't in an envelope or anything?
No, it was for everyone to see.
It's almost like you were, like, trying to bait a robber at that point.
I know. At that point, it kind of was. I felt so stupid, and my thought was, how did I not get robbed?
Well,
I was literally asking for it.
I hope you have learned
from it. I've learned my lesson now.
Put it in the wallet next time. You were begging to be robbed this weekend, honestly.
I know.
There are some times that maybe you are in a rush, you're tired, you're just not thinking that you leave something out in your vehicle. And in hindsight, you're like, oh my God, how did that not get stolen from me? We want to know what that was for you because for Destiny, it was $200 cash on her passenger seat.
I don't even know how that didn't get stolen. I really just don't get it.
It makes no sense. We want to hear that time that you left something in your car and you're like, I'm really lucky that that didn't get broken into and stolen from me. For me, now this is in my old car because I'm reformed now and I try to not leave anything in my car. But in my old car, I basically was a closet on wheels. And by that, I had so many clothes and shoes and basically my entire closet in my back seat that sometimes it would be like, I don't know, nice Nike sneakers or like heels that maybe I paid a good amount of money for that a lot of the time I would get like a glance of it every once in a while and be like, why isn't anybody just smashing my window in and going for a little shopping spree?
Yeah, because you got a whole mall in there.
You're right.
You really did have a whole mall. I can vouch for this. You had a lot back then. And it was the back seat in your trunk had a lot, too.
Well, unfortunately, that mall has closed, and I have moved on from that part of my life.
We're both kind of idiots, honestly. Just two idiots in the afternoon. That's what you can call us.
Yeah, truly.
I left $200 on the passenger seat of my car for several hours this weekend. Plain sight for everyone to see, and somehow nobody broke into my car to grab it. I'm still shocked. You, countless of times in your old car, and I can vouch for this, would leave really nice clothes in your back seat.
Yeah, and you know what? There was often times that I was like, I am begging for somebody to break in my car and just steal all this crap, honestly. I don't know how nobody ever did.
Shocking.
But it happens to all of us. Sometimes you're just not thinking, you're lazy, you just plain forget that valuable item in your car.
100%.
And you're like, how the heck did this not get stolen? Sid, what was that for you?
My girlfriend left my gold chain in her car.
And it didn't get stolen?
Nope. $2,500 chain.
Oh, wow. My God.
Found it a week later.
Oh, my gosh.
1 week in the car, nobody even noticed.
I can't believe that. When he said the price, I was like, what? I think if I looked in the car, I wouldn't know it's that expensive.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder if it's one of those things that people were like, meh. You know, they don't. Yeah. I don't know that that's $2,500.
See, if I had something, I probably got it from the dollar. I got it from Walmart for $25.
We can only assume. Megan, what did you leave in your car?
My car keys in the ignition in my unlocked car on a Saturday night in a bowling alley parking lot. And this was 2006, so I had a bright yellow Z1 and 2.9 lanyard hanging from them and like 1,000 other keys.
So we could have been the reason that you got your car stolen.
Possibly. I mean, it would have been really bright and obvious.
Oh, sorry about that. Jeez. Glad it didn't happen.
It was my own mistake.
I would not be able to sleep with that guilt.
Have you ever done that before, though?
Left your keys in the ignition?
Oh, countless of times I've done that.
Doesn't your car ding at you normally when you do that?
It does.
And you just
I just tell myself I'll go back and get them, and then I just forgot.
Okay, in that case...
Do you want to hear the story of, like, my next-door neighbor loves to tell this. If she ever sees me at the grocery store, she'll tell strangers in the aisle. She loves to tell this story. That, like, being my next-door neighbor was hilarious because I would leave my car windows down all the time. Oh. To the point that she'd break into my car. Well, it was always unlocked, too. That she'd have to roll my windows up. Keys were in the car so she could do it. And roll them up for a storm.
If I were her, I would steal it just because you literally were asking for it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think most people at some point have had a friend play Cupid for them and set them up with somebody in hopes that they would, you know, fall in love and get married and have babies.
Yeah.
Things. And that seems to be a trend in the dating world, so much so that there is now a company called The Next Fun Thing who's throwing dating events where your friends, if you're the single person, your friends will get up on stage and pitch you to a crowd full of singles.
Oh my God, I would have loved this.
Right? There's a lot of people that do PowerPoints and it can be like, here's why it's insane that Destiny's still single. And then, like, basically hype you up to a room full of people who are also single. And then they have, like, a little party, a little mingle time afterwards that you can meet all of the people that these basically TED Talks were about.
Oh, my God. I would have loved this so much. As someone who, like, likes the center of attention, this is totally me. I think you would have hated it because you hate center of attention. Uh-huh. Hate the eye, all eyes on you. You would have hated it. You probably would have wanted to vomit or something. I would have loved every second of this.
I think I would have been good at giving the presentation, though. Oh, I could have 100%. Given a presentation on you and been, you know, honest but funny, but found you a man.
Excuse me, when you say honest, how honest are you going here? I'm a little nervous. You don't need to be that honest.
You have sweaty dogs.
You talking about my feet?
Yeah, you say it yourself all the time.
You don't need to tell them that.
I would.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I can't stop telling everybody I'm old, I'm crusty, I'm a has-been, honestly, at this point. I went on a little road trip this weekend, and I came out of it feeling older than ever, honestly. So me and my brother, we road tripped out to Omaha to visit my sister for a couple days, and it was quickly made to my attention that the sleeping arrangements would be questionable. She's got a pretty small house. She does not have a guest bedroom. So first night I was like, you know what? I'll take the couch. I can take a great nap on a couch. I will be fine. I woke up the next day broken beyond belief.
Like your back?
My back, my hips, my neck. Like it was basically like I was in a full body cast.
Really?
It was not good. And our couch is like decent. I think it was a me problem. So then the next two nights, I made my brother switch. He's younger than me. He can follow my directions.
Couch, yeah.
So I took the air mattress. How does anybody do that? How does anybody do that above the age of like 15? Because my body is broken.
Did it end up in deflating? Because I swear to God, they always deflate.
Yeah, I was on the ground with a broken back, grumpier than ever.
feel like I'm getting old, and I definitely am feeling it this week because when I go see my doctor on Thursday, I got a laundry list for her.
What?
Yeah. I don't really know if I should admit this because it's kind of embarrassing when you think about it. But when I go see my doctor for my yearly checkup, right?
Yeah.
On Thursday, I got a long list. It's a laundry list of things I want to talk to her about. Like,
oh God,
more than probably 10 items. Like, I'm like almost to the point where I'm like, should I eliminate some of these things from the list? Like, am I being too much? But I've gotten to that point in my life where I'm like slightly concerned where I'm like, is this normal? Now I got to come to the doctor.
Oh.
That makes noise. That cracks. That has formed a weird shape. Is that normal? What?
No further questions.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.